Welcome back to Turning Hard Times Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor. Really pleased to have with me once again Peter Ball. He heads up NV Gold, and it's a company that I cover in my newsletter. It is a sponsor of this show. And it's a very low-cap company with lots of upside potential, which is why I'm really pleased to have Peter here with me. He's had over 30 years of experience as a mining professional, all levels of leadership, engineering, geology. He's been with some major companies as well, and he really has a great amount of experience. It's just a perfect fit, I think, to head up this exploration company. So it's trading NVX in, you can buy it under the symbol NVX in Toronto, NVGLF in the States, as I have purchased it. Peter can check me on this, but it's 64.8 million shares is what I see and what I'm looking at now, and a price of around 31 cents in Canadian money today, giving it a market cap around 20 million in Canadian dollars. Thanks for joining me again, Peter.
Afternoon, Jay. Always a pleasure to join your program.
It is good to have you with me. You're not in Vancouver today. You're down there in the Reno office meeting with your head geologist, your project geologist, I guess you call him exploration geologist, Thomas Klein. Maybe we just start out a little bit by talking about him because, you know, nothing is more important than people in every business. But, boy, in the mining business, if you follow people who are successful, you really improve your odds of investment success. So maybe you could just tell us a little bit about Thomas.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. Thomas just recently joined NV Gold about a week and a half ago and has been spectacular in getting up to speed on what we're doing. You know, the main reason, of course, getting Thomas on board is to run our programs at the Slumber and Sandy gold projects, which we're drilling this fall. But a little bit about Thomas. Thomas, he has worked globally around the world as a senior geologist, most recently as a leading senior geologist with Newmont. Brings a wealth of knowledge, specifically in Nevada, which is exceptional for NV Gold. And again, we have 13 projects. We're drilling two this year. Mr. Klein brings two discoveries to his name down in Peru, and actually worked with Dr. Odin Christensen, one of our lead technical directors on our board. So very pleased. I'm down here in Reno. We've got two drill programs, and I wanted to personally meet him because we hired him virtually after a lengthy discussion due to COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, as many things are done these days virtually. You know, I had mentioned him to Quentin Henning this morning, and Quentin said that he also had worked with him at Newmont years ago. So, and Quentin commented that he is also an outside the box thinker. You know, so Quentin likes that. Of course, that's Quentin Henning as well, as you know. All right, well, let's talk about a couple of your projects that you've got going. I mean, they're three active projects, really, right? So you've got, what do you want to talk about first? Sandy?
Well, I'm down in Nevada, so let's start off in Nevada. The reason I'm down here, of course, to meet Thomas. And again, yes, Thomas is an outside thinker. He doesn't just look at the data we have. He looks at what he's seen on the ground. He's a ground shooting explorationist, and very similar to Quentin and Odie, actually. So very pleased for what Thomas is going to bring at that level for all of our projects. So specifically, I'm down here in Reno. I snuck across the border. I haven't been down here for a number of months due to COVID. And we're about to start a couple drill programs. So we'll start off at Sandy, the Sandy Gold Project. We announced just over a couple of weeks ago that we were mobilizing to the site. So we have now completed the ground prep, all the pads, prepping our team, and we're just waiting for the drill rig to arrive on site here over the next week. So, you know, people might believe we're drilling, but we're just about to on the Sandy Gold Project. And a little bit about Sandy. So I might have mentioned before in a couple of our interviews, Sandy is a project. I'll quickly go over it. Found it in our database. We staked it for $2,000. We have a very experienced exploration team that has raised $20 million working around our project. We staked the project the morning of. They staked it the afternoon of. Mm-hmm. So we're chasing some high-grade gold, 10 holes, 500 feet each. It's prepped. It's ready. Historically had some great intersections back in the 90s. We own 100%. Got it for free. Staked out of our database, which we have a wealth of information yet to be tapped. So that's number one. We have a great geologist that's been helping bring us the project, who's now working with Thomas Klein. Mm-hmm. Sandy here the next week is, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's real close to Reno. I think it's along the Walker Lane trend, which is a prolific gold-bearing trend, right? So how close is it to Reno?
Absolutely.
It's quite close.
Yeah, it's about an hour. It's just next to the Comstock historical mining area, and it's just outside of Dayton or Yerington. So about an hour from mm-hmm. Reno, so not very far from mm-hmm. here. And great elevation, great access, and yeah, great little project that may yield some interesting results from our surface work. And we did some geophysics. And, you know, we're $25,000 into the project. Our neighbor has raised $20 million, so we're trying to catch up, and maybe we've got something just as good as what they have. So we'll see. But yet to be, the drill rigs will tell us in the next few weeks. And the
All
other
right.
one, the other interesting project, yeah, absolutely. So the other project up by Winnemucca, so you head up the I-80, mm-hmm. Couple, 3 hours north of Reno. Slumber, like I mentioned before, was brought to us by Dr. Quinton Henney. He knew the project. He knew of another historical project called Sleeper. We talked about it before. Sleeper was one of the highest-grade gold projects ever found or mined in Nevada. Quinton knew mm-hmm. of another project, which we have called Slumber. Same rocks, same alteration, same geophysical anomaly, historical drilling. Very interesting project, and Quinton think it might be another Sleeper.
Yeah.
We did some drilling last year. We did some geophysics. The blind holes led us to believe that we're potentially sitting on what we would call more of a hot springs epithermal system at depth just below our drilling from 2019 where we drilled blind. If you mm-hmm. go to a press release from October, November last year, there's a quote from Dr. Henney stating that he believed, or we believed, that we were just on top of something, and we'll have to follow up in 2020. So we came back a little bit delayed from COVID, and we completed what we call a CSAMT survey, which really just goes down and provides some targeting geophysical targets below where we drilled last year. And here we are. And if you go to our presentation on our website, slide 14, you'll quickly see that the historical holes from the 90s, our holes from 2019. And as you could clearly see, we must have stopped our drill hole, you know, 50 or 100 meters short of what looks to be a very exciting conductive target. Mm-hmm. And if you go there, the conductive is the reds and pinks, more of the hot spring solidified area on the section that's shown on the page. And
okay.
It's sitting there. So, yeah, we're drilling here in a couple of weeks. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which slide was that? That's on your current deck, right?
Oh, and,
which slide?
Yeah, current deck updated on the website, slide 14.
Okay.
It provides a really good indication of exactly how close we were. And if it's mm-hmm. anything like Sleeper, we've got a really good opportunity to make potential game-changing discovery.
Absolutely.
For,
you know, I was there, and I was there as a lender when I was at Westpac Banking Corp, and I related that to Clinton this morning. And he says, that's amazing. Speaking of the Sleeper, it is the same age system and hosted by the same rocks, but we are drilling a blind target. So we will either hit something or not. Geophysics looks great, but the drill bit is proof. So it's, you know, and he's obviously excited about it. And, you know, it's an option, right? I mean, if you hit, your stock is going to go, it could go bananas. So anyway, so that's the Slumber.
Yeah,
I think that's really exciting.
Well, like you mentioned before at the beginning of the program today, you know, we have 64.9 million shares out. If there's anything down there, you know, we've done the due diligence of reviewing historical, doing geophysics, testing it last year, completing new geophysics. There's an interesting chance. And yeah, it's interesting when you see Dr. Quinton Henney, Dr. Odin Christensen, John Watson, our chairman, who's also a very respected geologist. They all like it. So we'll see what happens. I'm down here again. We're heading up to Winnemucca. The guys are putting the pads together mm-hmm. and getting that site prepped for 9 holes, 1,000 feet each, testing multiple targets. And like you said, may go bananas, but it's all truth by the drill bit, which will happen again this fall. So busy in Nevada. One also down here, we have a major mining company that's actually going through and looking at a large number of our projects. Phoned last week, signed the CA. They're down here. They're in Thomas, in his first week, is heading to the field to go through a number of our projects, which is exciting for the other 13, which are the ones that we would probably drill next year, the year after, but always open for deal flow.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And maybe be able to monetize them with some kind of an action or deal, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Some more, so opportunity for our shareholders.
So what about the Exodus property that's in the Yukon? Where does that stand now?
Oh, not in British Columbia, sorry, not the Yukon.
Oh, I'm sorry, British Columbia.
Again, the two projects, in, as I just mentioned, in Nevada are both permitted, ready to go. So in British Columbia, just north of Prince George, next to a highway, next to infrastructure, power, basically a little forest outside of a farmland in an area that had a recent logging road. We acquired the project July 21st of this year, did some geophysics, did a 2-square-kilometer soil grid, did some trenching, did some channel sampling. We're just getting the final bit of assays in probably this week and probably should have some good news. I don't like talking about dates, but probably within the next week or so, really kind of defining what our model is. Again, we don't want to just put out one grade here, one grade there. Build mm-hmm. your model, share it so that the shareholders and investors clearly know what they're looking at. Mm-hmm. That'll come out. We're waiting for permits for that program. And we're also looking and to complete and in the middle of an early engagement agreement with the local First Nations Corporation, which have been really supportive of what we're doing. So looking to potentially get that program drilled this winter before winter really sets in. But we got two projects being drilled in Nevada in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus,
wow.
We're cashed up.
Good. So you got the money, and you've got the drills turning, and lots of things for investors to keep their eyes on. You should have some news flow then early in the new year, I would think, drill results and so forth, possibly.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We'll finish off these both drill programs in late November, early December. Mm-hmm. Then we'll just count the weeks. And right now I'm seeing the labs in Nevada and British Columbia in about 6 to 8 weeks. So I would estimate, second half of January, early February, we'll have all the drill results coming out, and we'll still have quite a bit of money in the bank right now. We have about $2.8 million in the bank currently. We have about $1.7 million of warrants and money in addition to that. 64.7 million shares outstanding. Great shareholders, Eric Sprott, new institutions from the U.S. and Europe just recently invested. And the market's waiting. So here we are.
Good. Excellent. Well, very good, Peter. We are out of time now. Anything else, 30 seconds that you might want to add? Just keep your eye on the story, I think.
The 1-888 number. Yeah, keep out for the news. We'll be having lots of news flow. Phone the 1-888 number. It goes right to my cell phone. I answer everybody within an hour. Email me. I try to be as transparent as possible for every single shareholder, no matter how many shares you have or you want to buy. So thanks again.
That's wonderful.
I really appreciate the time today.